We have begun to move away from an emphasis on the desirability of equality of opportunity, meaning in this particular context the removal of barriers preventing women to vote, to the need to ensure equality of outcomes or results. If half a century after the removal of restrictions on voting rights, women are still grossly underrepresented in political decision-making bodies, then other means have to be used to ensure a speedy removal of the 1,001 hidden barriers which have impeded and curtailed their political empowerment. Major decisions have to be taken, and more effective means of their implementation have to be found in many countries in order to ensure that women can more rapidly and actively contribute to improving social welfare. Beyond this fascinating data, I'd like to say that countries are reforming. They are using the tools delivered by the Women, Business and the Law database to promote reforms and to promote more generally the cause of gender equality. Mexico, for instance, in the last couple of years introduced a new law which makes payments for childcare tax deductible. India, as noted, introduced a quota on female representation on corporate boards. At least one board member of every listed company must be a woman. Mozambique enacted a new penal code which no longer allows charges for rape to be dropped when the perpetrator marries the woman or the victim. The code also incorporates protections against sexual harassment in education. Egypt adopted a law which criminalizes sexual harassment in employment, education, and public places, while Belarus reduced the number of professions in which women cannot work from 252 to 182. Of course, 182 is still a very large number, but the direction of change is noteworthy. Over the past 2 years, 65 economies carried out 94 reforms, increasing women's economic opportunities. Beyond this, I am very encouraged by the fact that there is a much greater recognition today that the subjugation of women has led to a whole range of social ills and dysfunctions. And secondly, that moving towards greater gender equality need not be a zero-sum game implying loss for men. Gender equality is very much about moving to a stage in human evolution where being born a boy or a girl does not determine anymore one's rights and opportunities to develop one's human potential. There has been a tendency to see gender inequality from a human rights perspective, and this is certainly very appropriate. As I hope I have been able to persuade you, gender inequality also has an economic dimension and is very much linked to a country's ability to grow sustainably and to deliver prosperity to its population. But gender inequality, I think, also has an ethical and perhaps even a security dimension. And it is in respect of these two that I would like to close my presentation by sharing a couple of quotes. The first quote, addressing the ethical aspect of gender inequality, comes from a speech given by the head of the Baha'i community in Paris in 1912. He said, "As long as women are prevented from attaining their highest possibilities, so long will men be unable to achieve the greatness which might be theirs." A bit later that year, also in 1912, while traveling in the United States in Philadelphia, at a Unitarian Universalist church, the head of the Baha'i community had this to say about gender inequality. "When all mankind shall receive the same opportunity of education and the equality of men and women be realized, the foundations of war will be utterly destroyed. Without equality, this will be impossible because all differences and distinctions are conducive to discord and strife. Equality between men and women is conducive to the abolition of warfare for the reason that women will never be willing to sanction it. Mothers will not give their sons as sacrifices upon the battlefield after 20 years of anxiety and loving devotion in rearing them from infancy, no matter what cause they're called upon to defend. There is no doubt that when women obtain equality of rights, war will entirely cease among mankind."